play changes in the last 9 minutes, but you guys came up a little short. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I mean, great college football game. Obviously, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of it. You get down to the end. You know, we've won a lot of games here, literally the last play of the game, and it kind of boiled down to that again. I remember 2019, we played against Elon, against Coach Tony's team, five overtimes. You know, it's just, it was amazing. But, you know, we scored with a minute something left in the game, and, you know, and it was a fourth and forever call, and they converted that. And continued to drive down and made a, you know, threw a ball up the last 5 seconds left and end up scoring right there. So, you know, disappointing, you know, the big play that they were able to execute on us. But also, you know, appreciate the efforts of the players and particularly the guys offensively that you know that had a chance to come back and score towards the latter part right there. So, you know, you gotta, you know, make those types of plays in the end if you're going to keep on playing and have opportunities. And they made the play, we didn't. And so now, you know, the next focus is on how we get better and then get a chance to play our last home game against Bryant here. Are recognizing, I believe, like 28 seniors that'll be you know playing their last game here, and a lot of them. You know, we're here when I first got here in 2019, and it's been you know it's been a pleasure and a great opportunity to coach these guys and be around these guys. You know, particularly you know how we started and having a chance to have, you know had some victories and opportunities to win. You know, have a winning season. So, you know, again, hat goes off to Elon. They did a great job. Very explosive. You know, they beat us on some balls down, thrown down the field, and we got to make those plays. That's why they call it 50-50 ball, and they executed. So, you know, we you know you learn, you move on, you get ready, and you know you prepare for the next opportunity to make sure our seniors go out on the last home game.
Offensively, you guys put up over 400 yards, and your offense answered some scores from them as well. Twice you got behind in the fourth quarter, and they're able to come back. Darius, I thought, was outstanding, 181 yards through the air, ran for 87. How did you feel like your offense played on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought Darius played well the second quarter and the fourth quarter. Obviously, the first quarter we had a turnover there, tip pass, and you know they were able to score. But I thought he did a great job using his legs. Sean McElwain, you know, again, multiple touchdown game. Bronson Yoder, I believe Bronson now has become the third all-time rusher in William & Mary history with that game and what he's done. You know, Darius. You know, with the start, I believe, you know, the first quarterback in 131 seasons to start as many games as he has. So there's a lot of high points, you know, particularly, you know, for what these guys have done. But for the season, for that game, it was watching guys, you know, make plays. Hollis Mathis, like I said, Sean McElwain, Charles Grant. I thought we did a great job running the ball. And you know they end up making more plays towards the end, those big plays, those explosive plays, you know, than we did. So hat goes off to them, and you know we got two more opportunities to play well and finish out this season.
Defensively, I know more yards, and then you talked about some of the big plays you allowed, but there's some individual performances. Ty Gordon, I wanted to start with him. A couple of sacks. Just talk about the afternoon that he was able to have.
Yeah, Ty's been a really, really good player for us. You know, transfer from Syracuse, and he's been kind of a mainstay up there. He's done a really good job. He's been productive. He's made plays for us. You know, Marcus Barnes got another interception. I believe that's his third. You know, in three games, and third in a row. And so he's done a really good job as well, just in terms of some of the things we're asking the safeties to do. So a lot of good points. Got a lot of good positive points, but. You know, again, going down the stretch. You know, we've won games. Like I said, the very last play of the game, and you know they out executed us, not having people we needed to have them, and they scored the touchdown back there. But you know, so you get a chance to watch it, correct it, and you get the opportunity to play another team. The last one for our home game for our seniors here, Lane Campbell. We're going to recognize him. He was, a guy that, won the Walter Payton Award trophy back in 2004. Really good quarterback, had a great team back at that time. So that team will be here and also honoring Lane, which will be a good thing, So while we're excited about this week, this weekend, the opportunity, the people that'll be here and hopefully celebrate a win as well. But just acknowledging a lot of things, the past and also the present, but also the future, for the future of this program. Another win would put us at perhaps would put us at four seasons in a row of a winning season. That's an accomplishment, but obviously you want to do all that you can do to experience, as many wins as possible and chances to keep playing. But we got to take care of first things first. And that's this Saturday against Bryant.
You touch on these 28 seniors and the success you've had over the last 4 years. Some of these guys that you'll be honoring on Saturday were part of your first class, and all of them have been a part of how you've built this program and the success you've had. What is it going to be like for you Saturday to honor these guys and say goodbye to some of them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's mixed feelings, but all of them will have graduated or working on part of a grad school degree or certificate. They've made significant contributions to the program on the field, as we know, in the classroom, like I said, the academics that they've achieved, and some of them have jobs already lined up, the stuff they've done in the community. And it's like a part of your family that's going to move on. But it's I'm proud of them. I'm happy for the accomplishment. Got to get the W to, solidify, those four seasons in a row. But yeah, they're great individuals. I mean, I could just go down the list of so many different guys that have been significant. And the first season as a new coach coming in, trying to get things, in line and adopt a culture that's gonna last. And then to what it's done, what they've done for us, for the program and over the last few years. And so we want to go out, we want to play particularly well. This Saturday for sure, and then take care of that and worry about all the other things that come with that later on. But first things first is a good Bryant team that was playing, came back in second half like playing lights out. They did a phenomenal job of closing the deficit and doing what they needed to do to get back and make it competitive. So got a work cut out for us.
I was going to ask you about Bryant, obviously the new member in the league, and offensively, a freshman quarterback that's put up some pretty big numbers over the last couple of weeks, and a wide receiver in Landon Ruggieri, who is near the top of the CAA in about every category. What are some of the challenges that they present for your defense?
Yeah, the quarterback is he, they sprint out, bootlegs, all different kind of things. I believe they're second in pass, passing in the CAA. So they're putting up numbers in terms of throwing the ball, getting the ball to, their playmakers and things like that. So, but the quarterback has a lot to do with it. They're aggressive in their special teams play. They come after, try to block your punts and all those things like that. Defensively, they're aggressive as well. So, I know coaches is building his program like when you first come into this conference. This is a tough conference, and and every game, as we know, every week there's always tough opponents, and you got to bring your A game. So they're coming in with a team that has nothing to lose. They're highly competitive, highly athletic, and so we got our work cut out for us. But like I said, all the things we just mentioned previously, the things we want to accomplish, we want to do, who we want to celebrate, is what's important to us right now.
Yeah, what's the message to your guys? You've still got not only the winning seasons, but the playoffs still potentially out there with a couple of wins. How do you leave that Elon game behind and focus on these last two?
Yeah, like in life, you got to move on to some things. Obviously, you have to address the things that need to be corrected. But there's good things and bad things that happen. It's how you respond to it. We talk about so what, now what. We lost this past game. I got to do a better job coaching, and we got to towards the end of the game, we got to make sure we execute what's needed in order to experience, the highs. But in college athletics, like in life, you have the highs and you have the lows. It's how you respond back to it. So the message is, let's take care of a good Bryant team that's coming in here to play. That and then there's a goal, there's an objective to take care of this game and then worry about all the other stuff afterwards. But first things first, what's most important is finishing our seniors up with a winning season, and here at home celebrating, bringing back Lane Campbell and that class that did a great job for William and Mary, and to just and finish that way, and then worry about what comes after that, because obviously we all know the last game of the season. But the most important game for us right now, for all the reasons just mentioned, is this game up against Bryant.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.